Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiver. My name's Phil. Can I get your name, please?
Hey, I'm sorry, did you say Phil?
Yes, Phil.
Hey, Phil, my name's Chris. How are you doing today?
How's it going, Chris? How can I help you today?
Well, I've been seeing your signs in my area. I'm not sure, are you in New York? Are you in upstate New York?
Yes, we are in upstate New York. We are a 100% full fiber company that actually operates in the Hudson Valley.
Oh, cool. And you're physically located in New York?
Yes, our main offices are actually located in Kingston, New York.
Oh, okay. So I'm in Saugerties right next door, and I've been seeing your billboards. I followed you on Instagram, and you just posted something today that says that you are now in my area. I just went on your website, I typed in my address, and it says you're not in my area yet. So I'm wondering what's the deal. Please tell me you can run fiber to my house.
So you're probably a little you're a little confused about why it says, oh, we're in your area, but it's not showing that we're in your area. So we are in the Saugerties area. Depending on which portion of Saugerties you in you I'm sorry you are in, we can
Right.
be in. We are still laying down our fiber lines. Archtop Fiber is actually
Okay.
only we've only been in business since March, and we've slowly been expanding out and out. We can only lay about 500 feet of fiber cable per day in a
Okay.
given region. And in the Saugerties area, we go street by street, and sometimes those streets, they can be, 10, 20, 30 blocks long. It depends on the
Right, right.
street it is. So, and for every block, you're moving about 100 to 150 feet. And
Gotcha.
that's the average. So we usually per area, we usually are ma we're managing to get anywhere between 3 to 4 blo like about on average about 4 to 4-ish blocks every single day that we lay cable, and we lay cable Monday through Friday.
Okay. So I'm not in the village of Saugerties. I'm actually on the outskirts. It's probably going to be years before you get to me
Not
realistically then.
actually. We're looking to be done with Saugerties by the middle of next year, fully.
Okay.
So can I get your address real quick, and I'd be happy to look it up and
Sure.
see where we might be at for serviceability of your address. And I'd be very happy to see if we can't even get you, if it's within 90 days, we can do what's known as a pre-order for service, which means that
Okay.
we put in the information and we can go forward and actually finally get you set up as soon as that 90-day pre-order area of window
Okay.
pretty much is again. So what is your address, sir?
Sure, it's 479 High Falls Road.
In Saugerties, you said?
You got it.
So yeah, so I it is showing that we're not quite in your area yet. If you give me
Yeah,
one
I
second, I
figured.
can. If you give me one second, I can actually give you an idea about how far out we are into,
Cool.
being where you are. You said, what's your address one more time?
479 High Falls Road.
All right, looking at this real quick. Okay, so yeah, you're closer to West Camp and Ashbury than you are to Saugerties, and Palenville. So
Yeah, I'm near Palenville.
for Palenville, from what I've been told, is we will more than likely be starting services out there closer to the middle, like starting to lay our fiber lines out there closer to the middle, if not late of next year. So that's 2025. So it's going to be a little over a year before
It's
we're
going to
even
be a
in.
bit.
Yeah, it's going to be about a year before we're even in the area of Palenville.
Okay.
So
Sounds good. I will keep waiting then. I'm just so excited to have another option other than Spectrum in my area because it's just ridiculous.
yeah, it's understandable. And with us here at Archtop Fiber, we do have a commitment of service. We do let people know that we are a local company. We're not a big corporation that's based out of Missouri. So we are a local company. And we do offer full 100% fiber internet, unlike Spectrum, where it's like if you have like their 1 gig service where you might see speeds up to about 800, maybe 850 download and about 30 to 40 up. We offer full 100% fiber internet where we're 1,000 up and 1,000 down guaranteed. Our devices routinely check our speeds every single day, sometime between midnight and 6 a.m. And the consistent speeds we've been seeing across the board for our 1 gig service is 1 gig up and 1 gig down.
That's incredible.
Yep. If you wanted me to, what I could do is I could actually input your information and it'll pretty much sign you up for, it's kind of like a newsletter, but it's not really, it's an alert notification. Just saying, hey, here's where we're at. We're trying to, you know, we'll let you know when we're going to start being in your area.
Okay.
So let me get your information in real quick so that I can.
Yeah, you give me a buzz when you're on my street, and I will help you. I will meet you out there with a shovel and help you help you lay fiber.
All right. Can I get your first name spelled out for me so I can actually have it down correctly?
Yep, Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
Last name?
Whitehead.
Is that W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D?
You got it.
And the phone number you're calling from, the 845-399-3166, is that a good contact number for you?
That's my cell.
Awesome. Fantastic. Let me get that in there. And what is a good email address for you?
chrissw_us@yahoo.com.
All right. I have chrissw_us. That's Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra Sierra Whiskey _uniformsierra@yahoo.com.
That's it.
And is it for residential internet, correct?
Residential.
All righty.
Let me ask you a question. So you said you're full fiber, so it'll be fiber right to the home?
Yes, that is correct. Fiber directly to the home. So the process we do is we do a process for laying in the streets called micro trenching, where we dig down about a foot, about an inch wide with a very large grinding blade, where we lay our fiber optic cabling, which has got about an inch shielding around it. It goes into a device we call the flower pot. Pretty much it's a splitter. It's a 35-way splitter that goes out to various homes, and it generally covers roughly about one side of the street, sometimes a little bit more on the other side, depending on how the fiber is ran. And then from that flower pot, we do what's called a drop cable. It'll either, depending, and we usually follow the power line, so either we'll go across the yard if we have to lay it down, and then we'll bury it. And we actually help coordinate for that burial process, so you don't have to worry about it. If we have to go through your grass, don't worry. We cover it back up. We reseed it. Everything's taken care of. You don't have to spend a dime for that. But if your power lines are overhead that come from a pole to your house, which means they're an aerial, we do follow along those power lines, and it will be an aerial cable that we do follow along for that. But that still will be a fiber line that is sent from the street to your home. It's then brought into a kind of transformative device where it takes the fiber optic light signal and transmits it into digital data. And then that's processed into our ONT gateway, which will reside within your home.
So let me ask you a question. My driveway is about 450 feet long. My power line is actually buried. It's in a conduit from the pole at the end of my driveway all the way up to my side yard, which is where my transformer is.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought the house 5-6 years ago, Spectrum actually pulled an RG6 cable or a distribution cable from the pole through the conduit that's already existing there, that's already there. And then they had to come up near my transformer, and then they actually pulled it through the conduit another 50, 60, 100 feet to the house. So there is conduit there already. I don't know if there's enough room to pull through that. Other than that, it would be pretty difficult because it's a very, very long shot to my house. Is that something you guys would be able to snake that conduit?
We might possibly be able to snake our conduit. That would be something for our technicians to actually discuss at the time of installation. Because of the length of your driveway, I don't foresee any issues going wrong with it. So that there's not something you should be worried about. Because you did say it is buried, we would
yes.
more than likely follow, because we do follow the power lines when we do our cabling, we would follow along that conduit line. Even if we do have to lay it down ourselves, we would be able to do that. For that drop, it would probably be one person, and they'd be able to get that drop laid down and laid down all by themselves within one day. That way, and you'd have that full line going all the way up to your house.
Gotcha. Okay. Good
right.
to know.
All right, so Chris, I do have you signed up for those alerts. So I have submitted that information on our end. And as soon as we have something available in your area, you should be getting an email or a phone call letting you know, hey, we're here. We're good to go. Come call us, sign up, or go online and sign up.
I will anxiously be checking my email.
Don't do it too often. Again, like I said, it's based off of where you're located, and we more than likely won't be out there for about a year. Could be sooner, could be a little bit more than a year. But again, as I said, for the Palinville area, we're looking at about in like Q3, Q4 of 2025.
Let me ask you one more question for my business. My business is on Kings Highway. The actual address is One Tower Drive. What are your plans for that?
For One Tower Drive. Let me double check that real quick.
Yep. One Tower Drive, Saugerties, New York.
For One Tower Drive, that may very well be within our serviceable area. I can't speak on behalf of our business team. We do have a business team. The line you called for our customer service is just purely residential. We do have our own independent business team. So if you want me to, I could actually put in a request for that address. And let me double check that real quick. And I will actually be able to let you know if that address is serviceable or not. Because if it is serviceable, what I can do is I can actually connect you to our business department, and they could help you get set up for your business at least.
Okay. Sounds good.
Look into it. One Tower Drive. Yeah, currently not accessible, but because it is on Kings Highway and that One Tower Drive is very close, looks like you're in Saugerty, that is close to Saugerty South, which means we're probably going to be there by end of year, if not early Q1, Q2 of next year.
Okay, cool. I will keep an eye out for that as well.
All righty, no worries. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Chris?
Bill, that's it. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to having service in your area as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll talk
to
you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.